Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The ratings are out for President Biden's State of the Union address, and the number of viewers was the second smallest audience for the annual event in the last 30 years. Only 27 million watched. The number comes from Nielsen Ratings and was down 28% from last year's State of the Union. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he began feeling lightheaded during a retreat on Wednesday. Fetterman, who was hospitalized last May after having a stroke, was taken to George Washington University Hospital for tests. Initial tests did not show any evidence of a new stroke, the statement mentioned. Doctors were running more tests, and the senator remained in the hospital overnight for observations. The Middle East earthquake this week has been one of the worst in at least a decade, with more than 15,000 souls lost in Turkey and Syria. Desperation is starting to mount as cold weather and anger is mounting because it was taking so long for rescue crews with heavy machinery to arrive, the locals are saying. Dr. Julie Varghese, chief medical officer with America Cares, says help is on the way.
We are sending urgently needed medicines, medical supplies, providing funding for healthcare partners and providers to restore health services.
The happiest place on earth is about to become very unhappy for some.
See you real soon, but probably not at work, as thousands of Disney employees are set to be laid off. Why? As part of a cost reduction plan. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the company's workforce is going to be reduced by 7,000 employees. Expect the layoffs to happen in the coming weeks and months. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is National Pizza Day. No instructions necessary. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A blog by a U.S. investigative journalist, Seymour Hersh, is alleging the United States was behind the explosion that ruptured the Nord Stream gas pipelines from Russia to Germany back in September. There are claims it should become a basis for an international investigation, a call being made by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The National Football League Players Association hands out its most prestigious award.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was named a 2023 Allen Page Community Award winner in Phoenix on Wednesday. Hamlin was selected among four other finalists and says that giving back to his community will always be a priority.
Giving back to my community has always been a big part of who I am. Thankful to my father who's right here behind me. Growing up, just watching him through community days in our community, and I just always was waiting on my time when it came.
The football community rallied around Hamlin after he suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a Monday night football game against the Bengals on January 2nd. Reporting from Phoenix, I'm Tim Berg.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and his young daughter watched a parade of Pyongyang's largest nuclear missiles and newest military hardware in the capital on Wednesday night. The parade marked the 75th founding anniversary of the North Korean Army and featured North Korea's largest ever intercontinental ballistic missiles. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? And we do it because it's hard, because we are Americans, not Americans. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Isabel Soto joining us. She's the new Libra policy director, and they threw her into the deep part of the swimming pool to be with us this morning. Isabel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Hey, really happy to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. We really want to hear, you know, the perspective, you know, from the Hispanic community in terms of what they thought of Biden's, you know, America as he presented his ideas in the State of the Union this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unsurprisingly, the president led with saying the State of the Union is strong. And he actually cited the Hispanic community to support that point and said, you know, we had record low unemployment levels. You know, this is a great sign. That's accurate information, but that's not the whole story. He's missing out on a lot of nuance and also the fact that that was something our community did, not as a result of any action the Biden administration took.
Okay, break that down. Help us understand. You know, what happened? I mean, the thing is, we know about the Hispanic community. They're, you know, they've got entrepreneurial hearts. They're hardworking. Naturally, it's just in their hardwiring, isn't it? I mean, this is something that they do. They took God for his word when God said, go out there, be fruitful, multiply. And that really spoke to the productivity of our humanity. And this is what I was raised with, being Hispanic myself. And some people don't quite understand that no matter what the government does, the Hispanic community is going to make a way and find a way because that's what they do.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I was raised the same way. Mm-hmm. This is an extremely resilient community. And we're coming out of, you know, some of the worst employment situation that not just the Hispanic community has seen, but our country has seen.
Mm-hmm.
And to have seen such a massive dip in employment, and then as a community to be the leading labor force participation in this country is huge.
Yes.
We also contribute an immense amount to gross domestic product. Some of the latest data are showing that if the Hispanic community in the U.S. was a country on its own, it would be the fifth largest economy in the world.
Wow.
So, yeah, we are helping drive the growth of this nation. And we, in some ways, just need to be unburdened by unnecessary regulation. We need to allow small businesses to grow. And the Hispanic community will thrive, and with it, the rest of the U.S. And that's not what Joe Biden is doing right now.
Mm-hmm. That is the consistent theme, Isabel, is that we've got to get government out of the way. You know, Ronald Reagan, you know, said it so directly when he, you know, made that statement. You know, one of the worst things you want to hear is I'm I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That has not been, you know, the consistent experience, that government has become more a hindrance, because it seems that their agenda, and especially with this administration, is antithetical to growth. You know, because at every turn, you know, there's a problem. I mean, even in dealing with the energy sector, the president is disingenuous in suggesting that people who are in business, who are, you know, investing in energy and energy development, we know that in order to set up a refinery or to set up a, an oil manufacturing plant or processing plant, you're talking, you know, it takes a number of years and billions of dollars. And Joe Biden throws it out there like, well, you know, hey, we might still need oil for about the next 10 years. What do you mean we might need oil? What are you talking about? I mean, that isn't even scientifically sound. There's nothing that would give us an indication that we're going to be able to go and be fossil fuel in 10 years. Much less 20, maybe even 30 years. I don't see any evidence that would give us hope that that's the case, even after all these decades that we've invested in natural energy. You know, where are we on this? I don't have the confidence. I don't see the indication that Joe Biden is trying to tell us that, you know, all is going to be hunky-dory. You know, maybe if we all, you know, become Amish and, you know, buy up a buggy and a horse maybe, but not the way America's industry has been operating, you know, in the recent modern era.
I absolutely agree. I mean, and when you throw out, you know, such a throwaway line like that, we might need oil for the next 10 years, you are completely trivializing what is a massive, massive industry in the U.S. and all of the people that work for it.
Yes.
And, you know, 10 years, you may or may not have a job.
Like, right.
There's no understanding of the consequences of a statement like that.
Yeah. It's rank arrogance and hubris on his part to make that kind of statement, because it disenfranchises, you know, a fellow human being. I mean, because what do we want? You know, we want to be productive. We want to be able to be rewarded for our hard work. We want to know that there's a future and a hope. And Joe Biden's America is in many ways very hopeless, because, I mean, let's start from the very beginning. I mean, day one in office, he kneecaps the country, kneecaps, you know, our economy by canceling, you know, fossil fuel development. And puts a pox on it, and then wonders why the cost of gasoline goes up, and he just feels like it's the cost of doing business. Well, for him, he's not feeling the pain, because the people are still paying his $400,000 a year salary and whatever else he's getting on the side. You know, that still happens per usual. So, and last time I checked, I don't think that Joe Biden pays a gas card credit bill. Do you?
Know about that. Can't comment quite on that. But what we're talking about is,
well what I'm saying is he's not sharing the pain. He's not sharing our pain, right? And then for him to do this, and then this is probably the single worst thing that he could have done to exacerbate inflation and throw us into a yet to be announced recession that we're all have been dealing with.
Exactly. I mean, and you were mentioning, you know, the things that we actually want. And we as a community, the Hispanic community, our number one issue is the economy. And let's talk about the state of the economy for a second. You already brought up inflation.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to talk about what kind of records we're setting. We can talk about that record as well. Let's not ignore what happened last year. You know, 40-year high, year-over-year inflation. I don't know what's going on if we all, you know, just forgot that this happened. But this is a primary policy issue we need to address. Being at 6.5 right now is not an accomplishment.
Well, the smart economists who know better, you know, when they look at the numbers, have determined that America, Biden's America, is costing every American at least $7,500 to $8,500 more a year. And even if you got a 4% pay increase, that got absorbed and wiped away. right?
Oh yeah, you're losing the money that you should have been making. You should have been seeing increases.
But exactly.
All of that has been eaten away by inflation.
Yeah, and like Grover Norquist says, don't even look at your 401k. We've got
more
news about
stay late. Your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Isabel Soto from Libre Initiative continues with us. You know, when President Biden stood before Congress and the American people to deliver a State of the Union address, he told us the State of the Union was strong. He cited efforts to curb inflation, pointed to the Hispanic unemployment rate, which hit a record low in September. And as Isabel pointed out, there seems to be no correlation between the policies of Joe Biden and the success of the Hispanic community. Some might might argue, Isabel, that in spite of those policies, the Hispanic community, because they are a strong force in and of themselves, were able to resist the ill effects. Because, you know, what should have happened, if Biden was correct, then what should have been good for the Hispanic community should have been good for everybody else. Doesn't common sense seem to indicate that?
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, we're a community that has 63 million people. We represent almost 20% of all Americans. And if we want to talk about, you know, how Biden's policies have affected the Hispanic community, we can ask the Hispanic community. And when you ask them, you see that Biden's approval rate among the Hispanic community is 19% right now, which is abysmally low.
Right. Well, we saw in the last election, the midterms, even in 2020, the movement of the traditional Hispanic vote moving more to conservatism. And I think that in most cases, I mean, it's quite interesting. I will say this, Isabel, you know little of my story. This is the first time that you and I have met on the radio. But when I started doing this radio show almost 15 years ago, I had a couple of national syndicators come to me, and they said that they had never heard of a conservative Hispanic. I said, well, you don't know our people. At the very heart of who we are, we are conservative. I mean, we look at it. We're not monolithic, and it's not straight across the board one way or another, but our tendency is to think, I guess if you put the two choices, you know, liberal or conservative, the Hispanic community has a tendency to be more conservative because we're more family oriented, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are, I think, as a community, like you said, not a monolith, but generally, dispositionally, we're conservative.
Yes.
We have strong families. We like having strong families, having large families. You mentioned before, we're extremely entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. It's one out of every four small business owners, the people who start a business, are Hispanic.
Right.
We need to get government out of the way.
Exactly.
Let us live and let us thrive.
Well, like you say, we like big families and we're willing to pay for it. We'll work hard for our big families, you know, and we just need to get government. I mean, if you want to help us, help us. But, you know, don't cause problems, you know, with all these regulations and turn everything into regulation nation. I mean, how frustrating, because here we are, you know, we're contributing and working hard, and we're an asset to any nation. And we want to be an asset to this nation and appreciated. And so, you know, we will continue to do this because we're hardwired to do this. And this is, I think, what people are realizing more and more. What about the border issue? With your sense, how are Hispanics responding? Because I don't think that the Hispanic perception or, you know, of what's happening at the border is being, you know, is being reported on fairly. I think it's assumed by Democrats that all Hispanics are for open borders.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of the things that we as Libre work on. We want to elevate the Hispanic voice and actually put forward policies that as a community we want and will be effective. Well, typically, with the top line, big media hits are presenting a false choice between border security and an effective immigration system and immigration reform. These two things can and should coexist.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
there
we
needs
to make reform. Yeah. We need to secure the border.
Right. There needs to be law and order. I mean, you know, and the thing is, what people don't understand is that when you have open borders and you have people coming in that have been unvetted, you know, where's their first stop? They're going to stop in these communities that they're more familiar with, and they're wreaking havoc and causing crime to increase in these otherwise peaceful Hispanic communities, right?
Right. And that's the thing that's not talked about is, where are people coming into?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming into largely Hispanic communities, and as, you know, our community generally is pretty tough on crime, if you look at the polling.
Right.
This is something very within our interest to keep our communities, ourselves, and our families safe.
Yeah, but when they're being overwhelmed, I mean, we're going to end up in some of these communities looking like Chicago, parts of Chicago, and you know, and creating no-go zones because you have, you know, MS-13 gang members and other groups that are coming, you know, cartel members. Cartel's a bigger effect right now in the Hispanic community that's being reported as well, Isabel, right?
Yeah, so violence is a huge issue. Mm-hmm. And we need to get that under control. I mean, it's in our major cities, and like you mentioned, it's in these border towns as well. The other side of this is understanding how to properly utilize what is the legal pathways and make that work for us as well.
Exactly. Well, because it's in the best interest of all concerned here. Now, did Joe Biden address this at all in the State of the Union?
It seems like he skipped around it. I mean, he's not, again, he's presenting this false choice of, you know, oh, well, Republicans must not like the Hispanic community. And it's just falsehood over and over and over again, when what we can do is make common sense reforms that not only keep all communities, particularly Hispanic communities, safe, but help grow our economy. And I have not seen a policy, at least coming out of the Biden administration, that is actively going to do either of those things.
Right. And, you know, and it's important for people to understand here, whether it has to do with Hispanics or any other minority, you know, we want this government to be successful. It's in our best interest. But it seems that there is a disconnect as to how we get there. How does America regain its strength, its national security? How does America renew itself in such a way to where, you know, regardless of color of skin or ethnic background, that you have a fair shot at being successful? I mean, this is what has made America great. It's been the land of possibilities and the land of opportunity. But it seems that there's a new world order that is being thrust upon the American people, that the American people are out of, you know, we're disconnected from it. And I don't care what color of the skin you are. It's just, wait a minute, this doesn't seem to make sense, you know, starting with the energy sector and so many other things that you wonder, you go, okay, well, you know, how are we supposed to react here, you know, to make sure that we are doing best, you know, for ourselves and for our families, Isabel?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. What do we do in a situation like this where it seems like we're headed in the wrong direction? I mean, right now, we can't pretend like we're not still recovering from the huge economic shock of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The consequences of the choices that were made, we're still feeling it.
Exactly.
All of us mm-hmm. are still feeling it.
Well,
and so
look,
we need to be able to elect leaders that can actually help and do things to stimulate the economy.
We might have to do it old school Hispanic way. And that is pull up our own bootstraps and take control of these local areas. You know, we've been talking a lot about mm-hmm. power at the local level, and that's what may need to happen. I mean, our kids took a big hit 2.5 years. They were dumbed down, mediocritized. Our labor force was mediocritized, and there needs to be a voice that rallies everybody together. I mean, I have a specific idea as to how we can overcome this 2-year deficiency. And, boy, I've talked about it time and again, and sooner or later, somebody's going to pick up on this, because I believe that not all is lost, that 2 years can be redeemed, and that in the process of correcting, of doing a course correction, we can set a future and a trajectory for kids, whether they're Hispanic, Black, minority, it didn't matter, but set them on a road for success and to regain this lost ground that was thrust upon us and upon our kids by the educational system and the teachers' unions. In my humble opinion.
Certainly, there's a lot to be done and a lot that needs to be done. You mentioned mm-hmm. we need a voice to speak to this.
Exactly.
I'll point to Representative Sistemani. Mm-hmm. He provides a great
exactly.
example of what the Hispanic community
you're wearing.
Isabel Soto, thank you for being with us.
You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times, times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. President Biden is hitting the road again today. Biden will be in Tampa, Florida to pitch his plan to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs, something both Republicans and Democrats can use for common ground. The president lands in the Sunshine State just after 12 p.m. local time. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he began feeling lightheaded during a retreat on Wednesday. The president of China, Xi Jinping, has lied to the world. Jinping's claim the balloon over the USA was a weather balloon is an absolute non-truth. The high-altitude Chinese balloon that crossed over the U.S. last week is just part of a years-long surveillance program, with Beijing creeping in the high-altitude shadows, peeking in on many countries. Today is National Pizza Day. I don't think instructions are needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Imagine that. The Chinese lied, right? They just said it was just a weather balloon. And now they're finding out all this technology with this down balloon. No wonder the Chinese were so upset and realizing that this has been an ongoing campaign that they've been doing. The other thing that's going to be quite interesting to find out is if, in fact, we had these balloons circling overhead during the Trump administration and national security or the military did not inform the president, we got serious trouble here in River City. And now we already know how the traditionalists and the bureaucracy of the Beltway felt about Donald Trump. And at every turn, they were doing what they could not only to resist, but to sabotage his presidency and thus the American people who supported him and those that were, that maybe didn't even support him, but that were getting benefit because of the policies that he enacted. I mean, our government is out of control if this is true, that this is what happened. Now, I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't think it throws us necessarily, although some people would immediately want to castigate us as being conspirators. But you can't help but ask these questions, and that's what we're doing. We're just asking questions. And I think that, you know, to be labeled a conspirator for asking questions is disingenuous on its face. Speaking of which, the one who constantly asks questions to our benefit is Gregory Wrightstone. He's the geologist climate contrarian for as long as he can be, he says, executive director of the CO2 Coalition and author of Inconvenient Facts. Gregory, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, good, good. And we want to talk about climate, but I'll just, while you're on the balloon issue, we had one of our CO2 coalition members, Gordon Falks, he's a PhD, he's an astrophysicist, and he told me a story when he was younger, they were doing balloon flights out of Saskatchewan, and they would commonly, when it would get out of control, they had a device, they would shoot it, it would blow up, mm-hmm. and the stuff would drop from 140,000 feet. and then there was a parachute, and they'd have to go find it.
Yes.
And he talked about one that got away from them where it failed, the fail-safe failed. And actually, it went continued across the Soviet Union, and the Soviets shot it down. This was back in the 60s when they were doing these cosmic ray experimentations.
Mm. When you say cosmic ray, what were they measuring?
Just the amount of cosmic rays coming in from the sun. Mm-hmm. And they needed to get up above, according to him, they were 99.8% of all of the atmosphere was below where their balloon was. So virtually, there was nothing to inhibit that. And they would, particularly at night, the cosmic rays would come in. And and they were measuring that and trying to figure just physical physics stuff that I don't understand, Al.
Right, right. No, I'm with you on this. But, you know, there's so much technology wrapped into this. And what is, you know, what we're so ignorant of is what these balloons can do. And hovering at that height, I mean, they're above where the jets are flying and, you know, that sort of thing. So they're not interfering with the, you know, with the travel of, aircraft, right?
Right, right. And the atmosphere is so thin there. It's actually low-tech technology. It's low-tech technology. I mean, these balloons have been, these are helium-filled balloons. And, you know, it's a, according to him, it's a cheap, pretty efficient way to get heavy equipment pretty high in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a study done a number of years ago to this point of what cheap way could you, you know, could you do some damage, whether it's an EMP, can you do, you know, can you deliver a nuclear weapon from, you know, something as simple and as, you know, rudimentary as a balloon?
Well, you can. He said it would be very destructive. And we actually talked about this. He said, well, that in the end, there was one detonated, actually, that he referred to that did all kinds of destruction, but there weren't many satellites in orbit. He says if you do an EMP now, it would probably take out all of the satellites in that region, including the Chinese and the Soviets. And you'd be taking out your own satellites as well as everybody else's. It's not much to control it. So there is one consideration. And then he talks a lot about EMPs and what it's a problem that we've just and a real danger to us that's really not been explored very much.
Well, you're exactly right in terms of its danger, its level of danger, because, I mean, now we're back to self-annihilation, right? In a sense?
We'd be knocking from what I'm no expert, but Dr. Folk says, and he would wipe out a lot of our electronics. According to him, he says, I suspect it would produce a great effect if detonated outside of the atmosphere. There was a 400-kilometer high, he called it the Starfish explosion, in 1962 in the mid-Pacific that wiped out the satellites in orbit at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we do the same thing, we'd probably do the same thing to our satellites. But again, maybe the Chinese, if they did anything like that, would be destroying their own as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, COVID didn't seem to bother them, right?
Not a bit.
Yeah, and we're still trying to, you know, figure that out. And, of course, you know, at the State of the Union, you know, the president didn't want to address this, didn't want to address the balloon. I mean, and, you know, and China has made it perfectly clear, Greg, that they want to take over.
And what's interesting, too, they want to take, let's just talk about economics right now. They want to become the number one economic power in the world. And they're doing it two ways. They're bringing us down by having us kowtow to the environmental fringe element that want us to commit economic suicide with net zero. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they're building coal-fired plants right and left because President Xi understands. He understands that to have a thriving economy, you need abundant, affordable, reliable electricity.
Yes.
You don't get that from wind, and you don't get it from solar. And so he's saying, oh, well, we'll, yeah, he's saying the words are coming out of his mouth that we'll be net zero by 2050 or whatever the date is, he says.
Well, they keep moving it, right?
The facts belie that.
Yeah, they keep moving the date, by the way. That's the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, don't look at his lips. Look at the action, to your point. And you're exactly right. And meanwhile, you know, the American people, or the leadership of the American people, is being duped. And, you know, of course, Miranda Devine wrote about this extensively, that the perspective in our leadership has been compromised because they've been bought and sold by the Chinese. I mean, a lot of money going into the pockets of these politicians and quid pro quo. And, you know, again, the old saying, just follow the money. And it's no wonder that America continues to enact policies and do things that favor the Chinese and, you know, and injure, you know, America's interests.
Yeah. Well, and follow the money when it comes to energy. Uh-huh. They're pouring, it'll be trillions of dollars that we're going to be spending to try to achieve the unachievable, and that's net zero. Lord help us, but they're pouring money into these solar and wind installations, mm-hmm. that are failing, that are going bankrupt right and left.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in Europe, they're pulling the subsidies away. They're finally waking up.
We got about a minute left here, Greg. I mean, this idea of net zero. I mean, this echoes of what Governor Sanders said the other night. Is that this isn't normal? I mean, this is crazy, right? I mean, there's nothing that would tell you that net zero is even achievable and that it's truly of benefit to people at large.
Oh, it is, and we're just finishing up. I've got the last draft, hopefully, of a 45-page paper that we'll have published hopefully next week. It won't. It's too much for most people to read, but it's Dr. Lindzen, Dr. Happer, myself, and the CO2 Coalition about net zero and why it's so wrong, why the basis of why they're doing it, it's based on fallacies, made up data, cherry picked data, and it doesn't address the reasons they're doing it. Is not based on the scientific
method. Of course, it's all about control. We've got more from Gregory Reichstone. Stay with us.
It's a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
Your one-time tax-deductible gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. Would you make your best tax deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Gregory Reichstone continues with us. Greg, I just wanted to put a ribbon around this net zero concept, because we're hearing more and more about it. It will continue to be a narrative. It is one of those things that will not go away, much the same way as Al Gore, for example, which is amazing, you know, that we just don't have a strong enough bully pulpit megaphone to cancel those things that need to be canceled, like the voices of Al Gore that made all these predictions. And I'm one to say that if somebody is predicting something and it doesn't come true, well, then you lose all form of credibility. But for some reason, in today's America, today's world, people are still allowed to have standing. And I just don't know how they're able to get away with it, other than that there must be this incredible network of a cabal that wants us all to kowtow to this new green god, and, this new green god that deserves to be worshipped, I guess. I don't know.
We're fighting back. I'm very optimistic, though, from what I see. I see continually just random people just in the general public here in the United States, I think, are thirsty for the information that you and I talk about all the time. And in fact, I'll be in Florida going down end of next week, and I've got a big presentation I'm giving on Monday down there. They said they've had overwhelming response. They've never had this kind of attendance to a talk that we're going to give. It's at a gated community, and they're some three times the number of people that usually show. And people are thirsty for this information.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I think they see through when you get bombastic ignoramuses, if you'll forgive me, like John Kerry, and particularly Al Gore went on his unhinged rant. At Davos, it's just people look at that and they go, "What? Ocean's boiling?" No, yeah. It's just so ridiculous that just anybody listening to it can tell the guy's unhinged.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, people, they misperceive one's passion. Sometimes I don't know, maybe because people have been so passionate that they don't realize that, you can be so impassioned about it that you're just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, And this is where this is the environment in which they live. Whether we're talking about, you know, Greta Thunberg or, you know, Al Gore, John Kerry, the rest of them, they have convinced themselves. They've seared their conscience with this kind of false narrative. And here they are. I mean, what are they trying to do at the end of the day? Are they really trying to save the world, or is it just for, self-aggrandizement?
Yeah, well, they're definitely being self-aggrandized with, Al Gore now is somewhere over $300 million mm-hmm. he's generated over the last couple of decades. He's become filthy rich. On the back of the lies that we're being told about climate change.
Right.
The lie isn't that climate is changing. Of course it is. The lie is that it's leading to horrific consequences. And mm-hmm. as you know, we've talked many times about how we look at it here at the CO2 Coalition. The modest warming we're having right now, combined with more CO2, is just leading to hugely beneficial aspects. And I'm just prepared a chart that'll be going out in our newsletter today, comparing the satellite temperature data to CO2. And it's really interesting that the two big spikes in temperature that we saw in 1998 and then 2016, the two highest temperatures since the satellite data started in 1979, both of those related to what was called an El Nino. It was a super strong El Nino
right.
in both those. And so the temperatures were basically flat, and then we got this El Nino, and it spiked way up, and then they were flat again, and then the next big El Nino came, and they spiked way up, and now we've actually had a drop in temperature for the last 7 or 8 years. It's not a big drop, but it's declining.
Right.
All the while, CO2 has been increasing. How do you explain that? How do we explain? How do they explain 33 years of cooling from the mid 1940s to the late 1970s, just as CO2 levels were increasing? These things will support the notion that CO2 is not the thermostat for the atmospheric temperature. It just isn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then meanwhile, you have the president and others, you know, maligning this and with this narrative as if it's, you know, if it's a fact. You know, Barack Obama said, well, it's a fact. Well, that's not even a scientific term, as you and I have discussed. You know, it could be a law, but certainly not a fact. This adds to the false narrative. And, you know, in terms of the faux reporting that's put out there. By the way, our audience has been responding, and we're grateful for, you know, the climate quiz that we have up on the banner of BillMartinezShow.com, the CO2 coalition, which is the climate quiz. And this quiz is very quick and to the point. And people are going, wow, you know, and it's... It's doing exactly what we want them to do. Is, you know, you got to own your own knowledge, and you've got to understand what kind of nefarious forces that we're dealing with. You know, the Al Gores that want to control us and make money off of the fear that they're ginning up. This is, this is not for our good. I'm talking about this propaganda that's going out about our planet, and whether it's Bill Gates and others, and the globalists that are claiming that the sky is falling, and but there's really no evidence that I am seeing, and that what you're reporting to me as well, and to our audience, that says that we've got a problem here with the climate. And but meanwhile, you know, policies and people are being forced into lifestyles that are not compatible, that really aren't consistent with what's happening with the climate.
Yeah. And we actually, that's, you know, one of the things I talk about a lot is the relationship between temperature rise and fall in human history. And again, I've got the newsletter going out shortly, and I'm dealing in this, I'm in another installment, this newsletter talking about the Greek Dark Ages. It was after this hugely beneficial warming called the Bronze Age or the Minoan Warm Period. within 100 years, all the great civilizations on Earth collapsed within maybe 100 years. The Hittites, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Harappan in India, all of these civilizations around the world collapsed because it started getting cold.
Right.
And it's just the opposite of what we're being told.
Exactly.
History tells us that the warmer the better for humanity.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, more people die in cold than they do in heat. Come on. Hello. Yeah. And the other
20 times as many.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you hear these politicians, it's Governor Newsom or, Joe Biden, certainly, they're looking at these weather events that take place and they blame it on climate warming or climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not so. Again, we've not had any warming. We've had declining temperatures for 8 years, for crying out loud. Why is it cooling while we're adding more and more CO2?
Yeah.
We're being told every molecule counts. We have to, if you're in Rhode Island, then, you're probably 0.01% of the world's CO2 emissions. But you've got to go to net zero. Because every molecule of CO2 is leading to dangerous warming, but yet it's cooling.
Right. So it's doing just the opposite of what they said, because there's really no relationship with this. Is that what you're saying, Greg? I mean, plain and simple?
Yeah, and we see through, no matter what time scale you look at, we can go back many millions of years, 650 million years of data between comparing temperature to CO2. There are some times when it's high CO2 and high temperatures, but just as often with high CO2 and very cold temperatures, or low CO2 and very high temperatures. And we also see that over the last 800,000 years, temperature changed first and then CO2 levels changed. So we know for a fact, and everyone agrees on both sides, that for the last 800,000 years, temperature has been driving CO2. It hasn't been CO2 driving climate. That's indisputable.
But they want us to believe otherwise.
Yeah,
when the scientific fact is right before them.
Yeah. They say, well, that's true, but that all changed in the middle of the 20th century when we're adding all this CO2. No, it didn't. No, these are immutable facts and laws of physics that they want to violate.
Again, when you look at the numbers that they're talking about, as industry, flourished, there is no correlation. So what they're saying is just a flat-out lie, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if your listeners want to sign up to get our newsletter, we send once a week.
Yes.
Go to co2coalition.org and subscribe. It will not, every week when you get it, you go, huh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. We want to send out interesting information that your listeners would love to hear.
Exactly. As we say, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, own your knowledge. And hopefully what we've talked about motivates you to where you can dig deeper. Subscribe to this newsletter. And where do they go, Greg, real quick as we wrap things up?
CO2coalition.org. CO2coalition.org.
Gregory Wrightstone.
First,
thank you, Greg.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated?